Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great matches in Match Week 7, so let's get on with this week's roundup. De Bruyne stunner gives City the win in top of the table clash.
Manchester City won all 3 points with a 1-0 win away to Chelsea. It needed a magnificent goal from Kevin De Bruyne to separate the two teams. City stay at the top of the Premier League table while Chelsea slip to fourth.
United keep pace with City at the top.
Manchester United are still on level points with City after beating bottom club Crystal Palace 4-0 at Old Trafford. Juan Mata, Romelu Lukaku and a double from Marouane Fellaini was enough to beat Palace, who have now played 7 matches and are yet to win a point or score a goal.
Tottenham tear into the Terriers.
Tottenham matched United's 4-0 win with victory at Huddersfield. Harry Kane got 2 of the goals for Spurs and scored a total of 13 goals in September, a personal record for him. Before this match, Huddersfield had only conceded 3 goals all season.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
Huddersfield had only conceded 3 goals all season. Conceded? What does this mean?
In football, concede is a verb that is used a lot. It's kind of the opposite of score. You score goals at one end of the pitch, and you concede goals at the other.
You might hear in a match report, Swansea conceded a last-minute goal to West Ham, or Palace conceded an early goal in their match against United.
If you look at the full Premier League table, you can see the points that each team has got, how many games they've won, lost and drawn. It also says how many goals they've scored. Sometimes this says 4. And it says how many goals they've conceded. Sometimes this says against.
How many times did Palace and Huddersfield concede last weekend?
4 times.
Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, not all of you agreed with our choices.
For example, Khaldun83 from Algeria thought that Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne should have been last week's Player of the Week, instead of Chelsea's Alvaro Morata.
De Bruyne had a great Match Week 6, and he played brilliantly in Match Week 7 too.
Shh. Okay, let's start with the Player of the Week. There are lots of players to choose from. As you just mentioned, Kevin De Bruyne was great against Chelsea, but other contenders include Watford's Richarlison, who was brilliant as Watford came from behind to draw with West Brom. Harry Kane had a brilliant week, and Philippe Coutinho scored another free kick.
But our Player of the Week this week is Manchester United's Marouane Fellaini.
2 goals for the big Belgian. He gives United another option, and the United fans have started chanting his name, which must fill him with confidence.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Manchester City and United, Stoke, West Ham, Arsenal, and Burnley.
But our Team of the Week this week is Tottenham Hotspur. 4-0 away from home against a team that had only conceded 3 goals all season. A great achievement.
Yes, Spurs are getting stronger. Our third and final award is for the match of the week. The award goes to West Brom v Watford.
The two teams shared 4 goals with an injury time equaliser for Watford. A great game, and Watford's Brazilian Richarlison looks like a player to keep an eye on.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring players last week were Marouane Fellaini and Tottenham's Ben Davies with 16 points.
The Premier Skills team got 70 points and have moved up to third place.
Who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 7 was Andrei Sinelechnikov from Russia. His team, Los Guerreros, scored 91 points.
After Match Week 7, the leader of the Premier Skills League is FC Tozo, managed by Dimitar Tanevski, a Manchester United fan from Macedonia. Well done to you too. Last week's prediction was Chelsea v Manchester City. You thought Chelsea would win, Rich, but City won 1-0. I think that's 4 in a row you've got wrong.
Yes, I'm not doing that well. But some of our listeners are much better predictors. Well done to Mon from Egypt, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Sabonoleg from Ukraine, Hariyuki from Japan, Milos from Serbia, and Khaldun83 from Algeria. All of you predicted a City win.
Which match are you going to predict this weekend?
There are no Premier League matches this weekend because of the international break. So my Match Week 8 prediction is for the 14th of October.
And which match is it?
It's my team, Liverpool, against Manchester United. A massive match. Liverpool are finding it difficult to score goals at the moment. They create lots of chances, but just can't finish teams off. Manchester United are not having the same problem and are scoring goals for fun at the moment. Liverpool against United is always a special match with a special atmosphere, and I think the Reds will rise to the occasion and beat United. Final score, Liverpool 2, Manchester United 1.
You have to support your team, Rich, but I'm going for an away win.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Also, if you want to improve your English, take a look at our weekly podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.